Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It is 9-11 as the sun shines here. Well, what a great way to start the week. Cool and crisp and 45 degrees with lots and lots of sunshine. Monday Talk Around begins right now, as we do every Monday, talking Wofton Breckenridge Chamber with Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
We were talking before we went on the air. You're going to be busy. You got a couple great events coming up. A job fair, which is totally relevant in this day and age.
You know, it's last week we had a business that basically closed in town because of lack of employees.
Right.
So this is something we need to address. I belong to the JSEC committee. JSEC is Job Service Employer Committee. It's through Job Service here in Wahpeton. And we decided we're going to get together and we're going to try and hold job fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some great response. There's about 20 businesses right now that are going to be putting booths up. We're advertising the heck out of it, trying to get people to come in and just find out what's available in our community.
A lot.
And people... just come build your future in Wahpeton Breckenridge is mm-hmm. what we're trying to impress on. So hopefully we get a great turnout and we can start turning this around, because we can't afford to lose any more of our businesses.
Boy, that's for sure. And I know, you know, in talking with Becky Lankow, too, from Job Service, and this was a while back, she stopped in and we had a great conversation. And she said, in all my years of being I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Never, ever. I mean, the COVID, the pandemic really, really kind of twisted things around. So now everybody trying to recover. That's why these job fairs are so great.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, here's what's available. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for work, too.
Yeah. It's definitely a good time to need a job mm-hmm. because there are so many.
Right.
But it's something we need to address in our area. I feel like this is our COVID fallout. We really did survive COVID fairly well. We made it through, but now we're starting to feel some after effects of it.
Right.
And even though we made it through without losing hardly any businesses, now I'm afraid we're starting to feel the pressure.
And they've talked about that, too. They've talked about it on national news, a lot of other news outlets, too, that, like you say, the fallout from this, it's strange because it comes at different times for different places,
mm-hmm.
for different businesses, and for different populations, too. You know, some of the bigger cities got hit right away and they've recovered already. And now some of the smaller populated areas are starting to feel it, too. So it really is varied throughout the country.
And at least it's not unique to us. We can find some comfort in that, and that we are climbing out of it. During the height of COVID, I think we were at 7.6% unemployment,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in that area, and I do believe we're now up to about 3%, or down to about 3%.
Good.
So we are climbing out of it mm-hmm. slowly, but it's still something that we need to address.
We'll get it taken care of. All right, let's move on to your other big event. I know you're excited about the Mix and Mingle. Tell us about this.
Yep, that's this Thursday. Wow. It seems like we've been planning it forever.
I know, right?
But 25 businesses will be there. We'll have a DJ, double A DJ.
Okay.
It will be there for us. We're giving away a quarter beef and a small chest freezer as the grand prize. You have to be there, be present to win it. So get your ticket and show up. The Wahpeton Booster Club is going to be doing 50-50 drawings throughout the night. There's going to be light hors d'oeuvres and cash bar. Just a lot of fun.
Wow, it is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And this this kind of takes the place of business after hours, right? This is a whole new take on it.
Yeah, we just decided to kind of rebrand it, give it a new name, see if we can breathe some new life into it. We're trying to make this just a huge event. Come out and see what our businesses have to offer.
Well, it is going to be a huge event. And again, that's this Thursday.
Yep. Start at 5 o'clock at the Wahpeton Event Center. Awesome. If you need a ticket, you can let me know at the chamber.
We've been talking about it. Yeah. I said get in touch with Lisa. She'll give you more information if you need to pick up a ticket, too. Listen, you have a great event on Thursday, and we'll be back next Monday, too, with an update on that, right?
Yes, we will.
All right. Lisa Kunkel from the Chamber. We talk with Lisa every Monday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It's 9:15. Good morning.
The Voice of the Valley. down through.